Hello and welcome to episode 7 of Chef's Dream, the podcast which takes you behind the doors at SCAFA. That's the School of Culinary and Finishing Arts in Dubai. If you're just joining us, you'll probably want to go back to episode 1 and start from the beginning. After all, we wouldn't want you to miss a moment of this story. I'm Ray Addison, a graduate of the school's professional kitchen and pro finishing courses, and I'm here to reveal what life is really like for students at the largest vocational culinary institute in the Middle East and South Asia. Coming up, we meet Lara, who runs her own catering business but wants to broaden her skills.
I basically used to cook only vegetarian cuisines, and I really needed to try my hand at meats and fish and chicken and different proteins.
We find out how earning your diploma at SCAFA could be the fast track to a degree in Switzerland.
We love SCAFA students. Actually, we have only wonderful experience with them, and that is confirming that this kind of collaboration is what we are looking for.
And I chat to one of my old classmates who is currently out on internship at the Intercontinental Hotel.
The chefs are asking, do you know how to do this? Do you know how to burn a creme brulee? And everything just flashed back. And yeah, I've learned all of this in SCAFA. I've learned all of this in school.
This week on SCAFA's Pro Kitchen course, the students are learning all about red meat. Chef Francisco explains why it's more complex than previous proteins.
Week number 7 is about red meat. And in red meat, we did it like this because we believe that poultry will be the simpler protein to start working with. Then fish, that is very delicate. And then we're going to have to do red meat. And red meat is by far the most difficult one. Because, in chicken, we'll have breast and legs. In fish, we're going to have one fillet, right? And usually there's going to be difference in fat in that fillet, but it's not going to be that big. Now in meat, when we speak about, let's say, a cow, we're going to have 40 cuts. So then we need to incorporate, and the student needs to understand, you know, what characteristic that meat has will determine how are you going to cook it. So the younger the animal, the softer, the older, the harder. So young animal, I could use a lot of dry heat. In an old animal, it's usually going to have to be or combined or wet cooking method. So the student starts understanding this, that, you know, to really break down and make it soft, you really need to use a lot of water for the transfer of heat. Yep. So we'll do dry cooking methods. We'll roast, we'll grill, we'll pan fry, we'll pan sear. We'll stew a lot. So we'll stew beef, veal, mutton, and lamb. For the student to get really a grip on both cooking methods. And so he's able to cook whatever he gets as a cut of meat. He has to understand how to cut it, how to cook it, how long to cook it, and then how to serve it.
One of the things I noticed was whilst I'm not sure I was the best at it, but I was comfortable cooking with meat. Yeah. For some of my fellow students, they hadn't cooked with beef at all, and pan searing and pan frying and things like that was a completely different world for them.
The thing is, it's where we live, and not just, I'm not talking about the UAE, I'm talking about the GCC, MENA, and South Asia. It's usually very hot in the summer. So the kind of animal that you're going to have here is going to be mainly a dairy and a work animal. It's not going to be a kind of cow that is meant for meat. So the cuts of meat that you're going to have, the cuts are going to be the same, but the composition of those is going to be completely different. We're going to have less fat. They're going to tend to be tougher meat. So less fat, less flavor, tougher meat. So you're going to have to do a lot of cooking. And as it doesn't have the flavor, it's going to be always spiced up. So when you look at all their preparations, it's usually going to be very long processes. It doesn't matter if it's the tenderloin, that could be tender, but they're going to cook it and cook it and cook it. And that's why you have a lot of kebabs, a lot of gravies, a lot of curries, and all those kind of things. So the pan searing is not something normal in their world. Mm-hmm. The biggest population in Dubai is from India, and you're going to have a lot of people who just don't eat beef. So it's very difficult in that sense. And that's why we leave it at the end of the proteins, so the student gets enough time to learn it.
This next student is a pretty good example of what Chef Francisco was talking about. Lara decided to join SCAFA's Pro Kitchen course so she could learn to cook with ingredients that she had limited experience of.
My name is Lara Doshi, and I'm 52 years old, and I'm from India. And I'm basically a home chef and a caterer in back home in India. And I've been running a business since 2018. But I just wanted to up my skills increase my knowledge base. And I basically used to cook only vegetarian cuisines, and I really needed to try my hand at meats and fish and chicken and different proteins. And that's the reason I chose CAFA.
Lara originally planned to enroll at another academy in the region, but then she did a bit more research, and what she discovered made her change her mind.
CAFA tends to give you a lot more individual attention. There are fewer students, therefore you get, you know, hands-on training, you learn more. And I really wanted that kind of a family environment, and at the same time learning, you know, on a more personalized level. That's the reason I chose CAFA, yes.
So how easy is it for someone with so much professional experience to return to the classroom?
I guess the first thing I've had to do is unlearn everything that I have learned. So that started with the knife skills, of course, and it's been a great learning experience so far. Yeah, it's been a great learning experience. And I like the way they give that attention to detail, because I got here 2 weeks later than when the patch began, and I'm doing my makeup turns of my week one and week two, and I just love it. I love the attention that is given to each and every aspect of cooking, like right from your chopping to the end and to the presentation that you put on the plate. I think it's really, really great the way Chef Eduardo, Chef Toyo, and of course Chef Araya, they teach you. They never ever say no to anything that you want to learn, or you can ask them any question honestly, and you always get an answer.
What about doing the assessments? You've done more assessments than the rest of your classmates because you're doing catch up now, but how do you find it? Was it intimidating doing it, or better than you thought, harder than you thought?
Honestly, I was a little nervous, but then again, my comfort zone was the vegetarian food. So we did vegetables in that week. So we did the stuffed peppers and the stuffed zucchini. So I was comfortable doing that. And as the weeks go on and roll on, it's just like a normal day in the kitchen. You know, you're just cooking and you're having fun and you're doing what you actually love. So there's no problem with it. Yeah, I'm enjoying myself.
Now, if you've ever dreamed of earning a degree, but 3 or 4 years of study didn't seem practical, training at SCAFA combined with work experience will make you eligible to join the Business and Hotel Management School in Switzerland. Thanks to a unique partnership between the two institutions, you could fast-track to the second or even the final year of their bachelor course in culinary arts. Magdi Atala is their regional director. He explained why they love to sign up SCAFA students and where the qualification can take them.
We love SCAFA students. Actually, we have only wonderful experience with them. They have certain qualities of hunger. They want it a lot. You don't need a degree to work in the kitchen. But how far those people want it to go? And that's what we always say. Those chefs have bigger dreams beyond being executive chef, right? They wanted to be in the head office of a chain hotel. Well, they will be over those food and beverage guys. So they'll be running the show from the very top.
The final year of the degree combines 6 months of paid internship with lessons focusing on modern cuisine and business leadership. It also sets up successful students for an accelerated career.
We give them marketing components, we give them entrepreneurship, we give them innovations, business development. So we take them really to the managerial level. We don't promise them to be a top chef after they finish with us, but we promise acceleration of their career. Our experience tells us after this education, they can be really top chefs within 5 years period, while it will take them 15 or even 20 years if they don't have this education.
When they complete their 6 months of theory and practical training, students are placed on 6 month internships across Switzerland and in other countries.
When they finish the 6 month study, they leave campus and they get a contract with a hotel or a restaurant where they will be settling down there for 6 months. We are not just sending resumes to all over these places. We are fitting students' capabilities with demands of establishment. So that's why lots of hotels and resorts, they prefer us over many other competitor schools.
The work experience is paid and enables students to earn part of their tuition fees back.
Switzerland, Ray, I don't know, you haven't been to Switzerland yet, but nothing is for free here. Even students are earning money. So minimum salary for students is about 2,200 Swiss francs. Swiss franc is a little bit stronger than the dollar, so about $2,400. That is the minimum salary they get per month. So in 6 months' time, they will be recovering. Yeah, well, if we are good at math, it's about 14,000 francs. But of course, from this money, they have to pay taxes, living expense, and that is not cheap, of course, in Switzerland. So in a 6 months period, they could recover between 8,000 to 10,000 Swiss francs in their hand.
How much is a year of study at BHMS on the culinary course?
The average is about 30,000 Swiss francs. So about $35,000. That is all in accommodation, food, books, internet, labs, field trips, so insurance, all are in.
A unique feature of studying at BHMS is that students graduate with 2 degrees, one Swiss and the other from Robert Gordon University in the United Kingdom.
Once students complete the 6 months internship, they will be earning their British degree plus the Swiss degree. So this is, again, a huge added value. And that is the two hats we give them, a Swiss know-how, vocational, and a British academic piece of paper they can be proud of. And it helped them again to open doors around the world.
Of course, many parents may not feel entirely comfortable with their sons and daughters going off to study so far from home. What can Magdi say to reassure them?
This is the question I always get, Ray, on the road. And I meet worried papas, mamas. They tell me, what will happen, my girls and my boys, when they come to a new environment? I have to tell you, we are not a boarding school. We are university education. But we are treating them in a boarding school manner. Our accommodation are in campus. It's 24/7. And we are watching them very well for their success at the end of the day.
In the last episode, we heard how SCAFA works with students to set them up with professional internships. One of my fellow classmates is currently working at one of the UAE's biggest hotel brands.
I'm Anant, Anant Rama, and I'm 31 years old. Right now, I'm an intern at Intercontinental Hotel. I'm a pastry chef. I studied in SCAFA for professional kitchen. After that, they did everything. They actually set up the interviews for, you know, the internship. They're the one who look for the hotels that we will be doing our internship.
Before joining SCAFA's professional kitchen course, Anant worked in fashion. He'd always had a dream of becoming a chef, but something had held him back.
Ever since before, it was really my passion, you know, to do a lot of stuff in cooking, you know. But I didn't really had this the courage to, you know, to transfer at this profession to become a chef or to study in a culinary school. So I had this opportunity when I was just looking online. I was looking for school here in Dubai, and I ended up looking at this one website, which is the SCAFA website. I checked all the curriculum, you know, the what should I do to in order, what are the classes, you know. So then I tried to contact Shireen, and from there onwards, when I gave them my number, it was, you know, everyone at SCAFA was very active, and they were just, you know, like pushing you to do what you wanted to do, you know,
yeah.
Giving you that extra courage to do what you love to do, you know.
What was it like studying at SCAFA over those 3 months?
Actually, it was not that easy, but at the end, it was pretty rewarding. You know what I mean? Especially when I started the intern in Intercon. When you do stuff like SCAFA taught you, like it's like your base program on being a chef. It's like doing stuff that you don't actually do it at home. So by the time when I get to Intercon, I say, hey, I realize the chefs are asking, do you know how to do this? Do you know how to burn a creme brulee? Do you know this stuff? And everything just flashed back. And yeah, I've learned all of this in SCAFA. I've learned all of this in school. SCAFA was a big help in starting in my new career, you know.
What was the process of you getting this internship? Like, did you have to contact anybody, or was it all sorted out by Scaffa? Take me through like the whole process.
It was like a hassle-free, you know. The course was not finished yet. Scaffa did everything. They contacted the hotels, their partners, and, you know, they tell me that you have an interview to this hotel. And I was like shocked. I was like, what? Do I need to do anything? Do I need to bring? I said, no, you just need to show up and just tell them what you've learned. Go for the interview. And that's exactly what happened, you know. So I didn't even apply for anything. They did everything. The internship was just waiting for me.
What did you have to do in the interview?
At first, it was the chef was interviewing me. They were just asking things that you've learned. You know, they were asking types of cuts, the basic stuff that a chef should know. The second interview was the HR. Talk about the contract and when is your preferred starting date. That's it. And you're in.
Moving from a classroom environment to a busy working kitchen can be a daunting experience. How long did it take Anant to adjust?
When I get into the kitchen, the first month was a bit tough because I often ask myself, what am I doing here? Did I did something wrong? Because everyone was just telling me what to do. You go this, get the stocks. You don't actually handle the desserts, the food and everything. But then I realized it's like the way of the chefs teaching you their system in the kitchen. Do you know this movie of Miyagi, Karate Kid?
Yeah.
They teach you how to clean and all of this. So that was like the first month of, but when months go on, then they started to, you know, do this creme brulee, do this, do a chocolate mousse. Like now when I go to the kitchen, I know what to do. It's like, I get ready for all the desserts that's going to lunch buffet. I'm with one of the chef de partie and we handle everything. Just the two of us. It's great, man.
One of the great things about being an intern is the opportunity to get experience across the entire kitchen. Anant started in pastry, but he will eventually work on every section.
Us interns get to rotate to different kitchens. So right now I'm in pastry, so I actually extended one more month just because I was so interested in learning more stuff. So I requested to the HR that can I get one more month aside from the 2 months in pastry. So currently I'm enjoying and I'm learning a lot.
But it wasn't just Anant who started his internship at the Intercon. Another one of our classmates, Joseph, also went to the same hotel. Did Anant find that made things easier?
Actually, yes. The thing is, it's my first time getting into this like big kitchens. It actually gives you a little bit of confidence when you're with someone that you know. So we see each other every day, even if we're in a different kitchens. We talk about our daily life inside the kitchen, different department. We see each other at break. And I was surprised that it was not only us, you know, Scaffa students in this 5-star hotel. There was a lot of students are already fully employed by the hotel. They finished their internship and they were employed by the hotel from Scaffa.
We're almost out of time for this episode, but let's quickly catch up with Hala, the former actress who is striving for a more fulfilling career. The last time we spoke was week 2, so let's see how she's getting on at the end of week 7.
How can I say? It's a mix of joy and increasing curiosity. Before joining here, I would mix and match cooking techniques according to my mood and whatever is in front of me. But once you start to get a better understanding of how things work and how tastes change, suddenly I find myself overthinking.
So you're like really analyzing everything that you do, every decision you make.
Yeah, and I feel like it's part of the learning curve. Like right now I'm like rethinking every single step and trying to verify that against what my colleagues are thinking, what the chef suggests in terms of, you know, side dishes and sauces and, you know, herbs and whatnot. Yeah.
And you're working with, is it meat this week? Beef, yes. And steak and things like that? Anything that kind of stands out in terms of the food?
So, yes, this week is red meat. I think every meat was very interesting because I grew up in a very vegetarian home. We ate meat. We just didn't like it because my dad had a health issue, so he had to cut down on red meat. So my exposure to it was pretty limited. I only started cooking steaks at home, like when I graduated and lived alone. So every bit that we're learning about meat for me is very interesting.
So you're not squeamish about separating and working with the raw meat?
Oh no, I don't mind that at all. I thought that I would have a problem. But then apparently I'm just like, it's part of the learning journey. You feel safe. Everyone is doing it. The chef does it in front of you. So you get a bit of, you know, a feeling that, oh, okay, I can do that.
Next time on Chef's Dream, we go behind the scenes at Scaffa Lahore.
When students come in, you know, for interviews or they come to do a tour of the school, the first thing I tell them is, we're crazy and it's crazy, but you'll have a good time.
Sayoda reveals how her belief in her own skills has improved thanks to her training.
I have become a confident cook. I'm not following just the recipe, right? I'm thinking, what else can I bring to the recipe? Being at school helped me to develop further and enhance my skills.
And we meet a graduate who has gone on to study for her degree in culinary arts at BHMS in Switzerland.
You're going to enjoy every moment of it. You're not going to regret anything. So I loved it. So I don't even want to leave, but yeah.
If you've enjoyed this episode, good news, there's another 6 to come. So please like, hit the subscribe button, share, and if you're feeling really generous, give us a 5-star review so more future chefs can listen in. If you'd like to find out more about Scaffa, you can check out their website at scaffa.ae. Scaffa is spelt S-C-A-F-A. Or follow on Instagram at scaffa.dubai. You can find Scaffa's culinary school in Pakistan at scaffa.pk or follow them on Instagram at scaffa.lahore. You can also follow me at Ray's Menu. Until next time, happy cooking.